Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to our show. I am... Scott, I'm trying to figure out our new mixing console here, and it's I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. But we are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake, he's Scott, and we've been gone for 2 weeks because you and Ziggy were on vacation. In fact, Ziggy is still not here.
Well, we had some technical difficulties with the mix.
Well, that's, yeah, we had the one console decided to fry itself. That's been sent back for repair, so now we have the backup, and we'll just have to see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be fine.
So we're in the mix.
That's right.
It's like that famous quote from that great leader, MC Hammer.
Okay.
They put me in the mix.
All right. Okay.
They put me in the mix. We might have to pull that song out.
Well, why don't you read the ad and we'll get everything started here.
You mean solar is still the solution to Gavin and all his craziness?
Yeah, and I've got something on electricity prices that we should add to this, but go ahead and read it first, and then I'll tell you why you should buy solar.
Well, I know you're all getting tired of the high electricity bills, so you need to take charge of your energy costs with solar power. You could do that by contacting Alex Garnfeld, our good buddy, 925-791-1776. Get yourself a free consultation and a quote, and then don't miss out on their introductory rate special offer. $1 a month for the first 6 months. So call now, 925-791-1776. Start saving money. And mention that Drake and Scott sent you.
Yeah, that's the key part, so he knows where the client is coming from.
So we can get some love.
Yeah, that's right. So there's an article here in Yahoo Finance about the high cost of living in California. And we have the California Public Utilities Commission has approved another rate hike for PG&E. They already raised prices a couple of months ago, and they want to do it again. And it says that customers who have an average residential utility bill of $254 will see that jump to $292.
This is insane.
Yeah.
They went up 22% in January, and Right. Now and we're barely a couple months from that. They're going to increase it again.
Exactly.
You know what I found out during the break, or a couple weeks off? Santa Clara. The city of Santa Clara, they're not on PG&E and haven't been for several decades. I guess way back, they decided to do their own, I think it's Santa Clara Power Utility or something like that. Huh. So they don't have to do all this stuff.
Alameda doesn't either. They have their own power company.
Well, I'm moving to one of those two places.
All right. Alameda's got a decent little beach.
We're almost quadruple digits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do. When I call Alex, I'm going to be like, dude, I'm almost quadruple digits. What can you do?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he can help you out.
Jeez.
So, do we have a crazy on the way to start off, or do you want to dive into the stories here? Because while you and Ziggy were gone, I collected so much stuff that, you know, we have enough for two or three shows.
All right.
And I think we would still have some stuff left over.
Well, my crazy is a positive one, this one.
Oh,
this
okay. Time.
So part of my break is we went down to Mexico and built a house for a family in need. This couple, they were living with 30 people in a house. And over the course of like 3.5 days, we built him a home.
Mm-hmm.
So the crazy part was handing him keys. This guy and his wife, his two little kids, handing them keys and watching them open the door to their new house for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing more crazy than that.
No, that's far out.
I may have shed 12 to 14 tears.
You count it.
It was emotional.
Okay.
It's an estimate.
All right.
But you got to do something like that, man. Get out of your own space and go do something for somebody else. So it was cool.
Very nice.
It was cool on the way.
I see. Okay.
Crazy?
I don't have anything nuts that happened this morning. Yesterday, my wife's grandmother, who lives with us, decided she wanted to revarnish some of the dressers and stuff in her bedroom. And proceeded to stink up the whole house with this awful smelling material, you know, whatever she put on them. And it was like all the windows need to be opened, and you know, everybody was just having not a good day with that.
So what you're telling me is you have another old lady story to complain about.
Well, I'm not complaining specifically about she, you know, I mean, she's 97. I mean, we okay. cut her a lot of slack, but it's just, yeah, whatever.
Do we have a tally on the old lady stories?
This is three now.
No, there's way more.
No, I'm sorry, there's four, because one of them was twice. The lady who likes to run the stop sign by the house.
Yeah.
And then the one I almost ran over who yelled at me, and now my wife's grandmother. So that's four.
Okay. Yeah. I think we go back. We might, if we need to ever have a day off, we might need to do a best of where it's just
me complaining,
a compilation of your old lady stories.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We still need to do one on the Trump bet too. As far as stories, we have in New York City, a city council member, of course, a Democrat, decided that the New York City Fire Department can no longer fly their FDNY flags, which go back to 9/11, because they're racist or something. We have some Jewish leaders that want to put trigger warnings in the Bible and the Quran because of certain anti-Semitic portions in such documents. And we have a couple. This one I hope we can have time for. A couple in Compton decided to start filling potholes around the city because the city wasn't doing it. And then the city found out what they were doing and said, you need to stop. And the couple's like, great, you take over. And Compton has not done so. So there are still some pretty significant potholes in that city. And I guess you could say Compton is straight out of asphalt.
Oh,
I don't have the drum button anymore. So until we get the old mixing console back.
Okay.
And then one thing we talked about before you guys left, are you a fubber? And that's somebody who is allegedly, you know, spending time with somebody else who then spends all their time.
Hold on, I got to get on my phone.
Yeah, you get on your phone. Yeah, that's exactly what you're. Where do you want to start?
If you're a fubber, you get on your phone in front of other people.
Yes, and so
there's already a name for that. I got a buddy. If I get on my phone in front of him, mm-hmm. he calls me TikTok. Oh. Like, hey, TikTok, what are you doing? So I'll adopt fubber, but. That's the only way that TikTok ever has a warm place in my heart.
Okay. Because I would say, yeah, you don't like TikTok.
Yeah.
No. So you want to start with any of those, or we've got...
Oh, you know what? I got a crazy on the way.
Okay.
Somebody sent me a video of this elementary school teacher, black guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's given a little commentary about one of the kids in his class who identifies as step black.
Okay.
So his stepdad is black, but the kid is white.
Okay.
And so now he identifies as step black. And it's pretty funny listening to the guy's conversation with the kid, because the kid's trying to act like he's black. He's obviously not. And this black teacher is trying to figure out, how do I address this?
How do I tell him this isn't cool? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty funny, because the guy talking, he's got a good sense of humor. So okay. It was good.
You got the video to play for us, or
I have it. I don't know if we could play. We'll have to send it to you for the next segment.
Okay,
something.
Maybe we can do that. So, what else do we have? San Antonio tried a universal basic income plan. Stores were overcharging on items because of thefts. I mean, we have all kinds of things here. Woke attitudes linked to anxiety and depression, and Planet Fitness in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, an older woman found a man in the ladies' locker room who then said, well, I can be in here because I'm trans, and she complained. She got kicked out. They canceled her membership, and now Planet Fitness is facing a boycott that has pretty much, you know, done a Bud Light to that company. So
yeah, apparently their stock, like, fell through the floor,
yeah.
Like, and a bunch of people canceled their membership.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
interesting.
Lots of stuff to talk about. Where do you want to start?
Tell me about the trigger warnings in the Bible.
Trigger warnings in the Bible. No, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to really behave myself here, because the jokes are just too good. So this is from the Daily Mail. We have Jewish leaders calling for new editions of the Bible and Quran to carry warning messages which highlight anti-Semitic passages in the holy texts. The recommendations have been made in a new document called, quote, An End to Anti-Semitism, a Catalog of Policies to Combat Anti-Semitism. And it was produced following an international conference organized by the European Jewish Congress, at which academics gathered to discuss how prejudice and discrimination can be tackled. You know, if we're going to talk about warnings in religious texts, it's going to double the... Never mind. Everything's going to double inside. The Torah is going to be as big as it's. They should not be talking about warnings in their religious text because it's going to put them.
If you don't want to read something, set it down.
Yeah,
walk away.
Chris, you know they want to put a fact check on the part where they killed Jesus, right?
Oh, really? Yeah, they. We're not sure this actually happened. No. What cracks me up is apparently God and, you know, for Christians, they believe that God and Jesus, Holy Spirit, put that book together. I didn't realize they got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm looking for any specific things that they want to highlight here.
I'm in the business of not crossing God any chance I get. I'm trying to tell him that his sacred writings are somehow deficient.
Yeah.
And in fact, I believe there's a warning in the Bible that anybody who adds or takes away from the scriptures is going to be in a whole heap of trouble. He used a different language.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's something.
A whole heap of trouble is probably a good.
Here's something that the conference has kind of an overall statement they released here. God's revelation is thus marred by human fallibility. Beginning with the New Testament, divine revelation expresses itself in Christian holy texts that also express a form of hatred. The manifestations of this hatred resulted in a tradition of anti-Semitism that gave more legitimacy to crimes against the Jewish people, the epitome of which is the Shoah. You might have to tell me what that is.
I'll show you it later.
Okay. Yeah, just a lot of gum flapping here without, you know, I'm looking for something specific.
I think I'm calling bullcrap on this.
I think this is just clickbait because...
I'm not sure any like Orthodox Jew would actually call for adding to the scripture.
Well, I don't think so either. But if they want to add it to ours, we got to add it to theirs, and they got a few things to explain. You know, if you've ever read,
claiming that Jewish leaders are calling for this. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's right where I would go. Something doesn't smell right.
Yeah, leave it all alone. Read your own. If you don't like it, don't read it. And
yeah, stay out of other people's mail.
You're not reading it anyway, so. There, I behaved myself.
I'm impressed. Where's
Brian Drake's naked cruelty? I'm trying to tone it down a little bit here because, you know, we've had a little too much of that lately.
This one got too much of our time already.
And I made a promise to you many weeks ago that I would tone it down. And yeah. So I got the fact check joke in there. And that's so I'm satisfied.
Hey, we got to revisit our challenge we're on from the one email we got.
You're right. We're up on a break in 2 minutes. Let's go over it right now.
Taylor's number one fan, yes. I think, is what they called themselves. And they said if we could go through 10 episodes without using Sailor Twist's name. What do you call her?
Dead Tooth.
Dead Tooth, right.
She bashed a tooth on a microphone and then had to have it replaced.
So the
bet was, I thought the bet was not to talk derogatorily about her or say anything bad.
No, you
can't
say her name.
We can't say her name.
No, you can say anything bad about her you want.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting to flip camps because everything I see that she's done is killing it. She's making crazy money. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are more valuable than they've ever been.
Right.
And then people on the planet, like Travis Kelce's popularity has probably multiplied tenfold because mm-hmm. people actually know who he is now.
There was a story about him that he's carrying some sort of man purse now. And he's trying to sell it as this is the latest cool thing. I rolled my eyes and passed over the story. I didn't want to include it.
Yeah, I doubt that too.
Yeah. So that's the bet. And if we go 10 episodes, I need to count how many episodes we've gone because I don't know.
Maybe our fan knows.
Okay.
Because they've got to be.
So Taylor's number one fan, you need to email us if we've.
What number are we on?
If we're close or what number we have to go? Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to have to do research.
Not that we're dying to say her name.
No, I want the coffee mug or the shot glass she's going to make.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
That's what I want.
Yeah. And we're we're technically going to skip the Fubber story, right? I can delete that?
Well, we didn't cover it yet, though. I mean,
Fubber's just somebody who gets on their phone when they're in...
Yeah, and it's a mental disorder. And you shouldn't do it. It's rude and stop.
There you go. You did it. You covered it.
We covered it.
All right, after the break.
Well, it's about that time anyway. So Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back after this. Greg and Scott back with you on Radioslot.com.
And we're Ziggy free. Did we?
Oh, you know what? We didn't mention that we're without Ziggy today because his vacation is a little more extended than yours. I was afraid we were going to start a rumor that, you know, with you two gone at the same time, that you were both gone together. And
what rumor would that be, Brian?
Well, it's only gay if you do it twice.
Oh. You see what I mean? Sorry, I love that softball. I shouldn't have.
Yeah, so no, they were... Anyway, Ziggy is off taking a little recharge break. He will be back with us next week. We want to start this segment talking about Planet Fitness. This story's been going on for a couple of weeks now, and it's still kind of fresh. But there was an incident a few weeks ago where a lady named Patricia Silver... Silva, entered the women's locker room at a Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness and says she saw a man in front of the mirror shaving there. There were younger girls present, as young as 12, she says, and everybody was kind of freaked out. And she says, quote, "I was offended. I took a picture of him. And, a man with a male part shouldn't be in the women's locker room." Silva said the man who had been shaving his face responded that he was queer. After Silva...
Wait, do women shave their faces? Asking for a friend. I'm just trying to clarify here.
See, now you're putting me on the spot because here comes another joke. I can...
Don't.
I can name a few.
Oh. Okay. So anyways, this dude is shaving, right? And she complains to the gym...
Yeah, she complains to the gym, took the guy's picture. And that seems to be where the problem started, because you're not supposed to take pictures of people in the locker room. And Planet Fitness just said, well, our policy is to let people who identify as whatever they want use whichever facility they want. And also, you can't take his picture, so we're going to cancel your membership. And we're going to give him, you know, special treatment because he has now been victimized by you taking the picture.
I'm pretty sure, given the two options, I know who I'm kicking out.
Mm-hmm. So she complained to the gym. Planet Fitness gave her the boot for violating their rules against photographing other members. And it has snowballed into a nationwide boycott of Planet Fitness with members canceling their memberships. I've heard or read stories where people call up and say they want to cancel and the gym doesn't even try to keep them as members. The founder of the gym was quoted yesterday as saying that the falling stock price and the boycott, et cetera, has pretty much ruined the company, and he hates to see it in the shape it's in now.
Is he no longer with them?
Yeah, he sold out. He cashed out, and someone asked him what he thought, and he's like, "Well, this isn't the company I founded. It was supposed to be," he said, "a no judgment zone, but that meant for people that were new to working out, maybe weren't in the best shape. He wanted a place for them to go without, you know, being laughed at by the Chads who were huge." So they took that and instead made it a place where whatever you identify as, you can go there and do whatever you want. And then you get the special treatment. Anyone who complains gets the boot. And
so you think this goes differently if she fails to take the picture, if she skips taking the picture?
Probably. But it's taking the picture that made it a national story.
Well, I thought it was booting her out and keeping him.
Well, that too. But that's
what makes it a national story for me.
Well, she took the picture first and said, "Look what Planet Fitness does. They allow men in the ladies' restroom when there's younger girls around."
Oh, did she post on social media?
And then she posted it, they kicked her out.
This goes back to what I've said many episodes.
I understand.
Stay off of social media.
No, I understand. But it's without that, then we don't know what Planet Fitness is doing. And for a company to, it's a whole different kind of liability issue if you let a grown man into a ladies' locker room and you've got younger kids there.
Oh yeah,
A reason. Have you ever thought about why the transgender community has targeted women first? See, we don't have women turning into men. We have men saying they want to be women. Why is that?
Well, probably because no men are going to complain if a woman comes into the locker room.
No, that's not true at all. They know women are raised to not rock the boat and to not complain about things and to go along and get along and not cause a conflict.
Are you saying women are submissive and passive? And
collectively, yes.
The weaker sex?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh,
but
I was trying to say.
No, No. But they, you know, they are taught not to rock the boat and make a fuss.
Well, I think this lady's strong and intelligent. She figured out something was wrong and she did something about it. Proactive.
There's always an exception, but we should
start a new gym for her.
Probably
people like her.
But yeah, but they're going after women first because they know they can get away with it. Because the women aren't going to complain, and they need to start complaining.
Yeah, well, they are getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. And then when one does complain, well, then you get a whole nationwide boycott that ruins the company.
Yeah, at some point they're going to figure this out, and companies are going to. Because we've had quite a few companies now that.
Yeah, they survive, but you know they survive somehow. Somebody is continuing to give them money to stay in business, because they're not changing. Bud Light hasn't changed anything.
Well, didn't they cancel the contract with him?
Which one?
Bud Light canceled the contract.
Well,
with
impersonator. Yeah, right. Well, they did, but I mean, the damage is still done to the company. Hasn't recovered. Their sales are still in the.
Yeah, well, that's going to be hard to measure because Bud Light is just one of their few, many products, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they got a whole bunch of other things. They own a bunch of other beers that you wouldn't even know were tied to Anheuser-Busch.
Well, that's okay. So
they're going to survive not because. It was okay, or people got over it.
Right. Okay. Now that's a good point. I didn't think of. But
I'm betting Bud Light sales are way down.
Right.
But the rest of the company is going to be fine.
It's still in stores. They haven't pulled it. They haven't dropped the line or anything like that. But if we go to Hollywood studios, more movies than ever are flopping because they contain, you know, the message, and yet Hollywood continues to turn these movies out where they're actively losing money on them.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg and somebody else are putting together a movie company that's going to be woke free or something.
I saw that yesterday. It was him and Mel Gibson.
Oh yeah. Mel Gibson.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see where that goes.
I'm buying tickets to their first movie, no matter what it is.
Okay. Well, all right. You can tell me how it is.
I'm going to get the company name and buy stock right away. That's actually a pretty good idea.
So anyway, Planet Fitness says that people may feel uncomfortable with a transgender member using the same locker room facilities, bathroom, showers, etc.
That might be the only thing they got right.
Well,
that some people might be uncomfortable.
Yes, but this discomfort is not a reason to deny.
Einstein.
But he says this discomfort is not a reason to deny access to those.
So. It's funny because functionally it'll deny access when the place has to close and then there won't be any locker rooms.
Right, exactly.
Guys or gals.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, my favorite policy for Planet Fitness. No more locker rooms for you.
Right on.
There you go. Change at home.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I do.
At home. Like, who shaves in public? Like, what?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Have you ever shaved in public?
No. Yeah, as you can see, I hardly shave at all.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Well, we got 2 minutes. Let's do Compton here. A fed-up California couple has been ordered to stop repairing the local roads themselves that the local government wouldn't fix, which caused several problems with their vehicles. So Alex and Daisy De La Rosa, they were issued a cease and desist from the city because they took it upon themselves to fill in the potholes that have wreaked havoc on the streets throughout the city. So it started with just started with the stuff around their in their neighborhood, and then they expanded. They made quite a few investments in equipment and the stuff to get the job done. We beg the city to help, but they can't keep up. Many of us are hardworking and cannot afford these costly repairs because apparently these potholes are so bad they're damaging suspensions, alignments, breaking tires and wheels.
When the government fails, the people rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How crazy that. It becomes more expensive to fix your car than the cost of filling the potholes.
Right. And it's like, what
are you saying? They bought equipment to fix?
Right. So the city found out when they started a GoFundMe to pay for the equipment.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's when.
I'm loving this couple.
Yeah. So they started the GoFundMe. They wanted $1,000. They got $1,700. Posted videos on TikTok, you know, showing what they were doing. And finally the city was like, nuh-uh. You know, stop doing it. Quote, your actions have raised serious concerns as they pose a threat to public safety and the integrity of our city's infrastructure. It's imperative that all maintenance and repair work on public roadways be conducted in accordance with established regulations and procedures to ensure the safety and well-being of our residents and visitors. So they stopped and they're like, okay, are you going to take over? And the city's like, nah.
No, love this though, because really what the city has done with that statement is they've indicted themselves.
Yeah.
Right. They've proven that they know that they are out of compliance. Mm-hmm. I think there could be a civil lawsuit.
There probably will be, but...
how awesome would that be?
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, and you know, Compton straight out of asphalt. I don't have my drum kicker here. It's just like,
but I'm punch.
There we go.
There you go.
And your straight face just makes it all the funnier.
Why, whatever do you mean?
We're up on a break back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com, back with you, our third segment. And I need to rip on New York right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I got the part of the story wrong when we talked about it earlier. This is from, again, the Daily Mail. Fury as FDNY firefighters are forced to remove stars and stripes honoring 9/11 heroes after Democrat lawmaker branded it a fascist symbol. So it's always a Democrat. And can you guess what kind of Democrat is out there saying this and made them take off the stars and stripes from their trucks?
Oh, no. But yeah, I'm sure you're going
to
tell me.
It's a woman. It's always a woman, and probably a woman that needs to shave. So authorities at the New York City Fire Department commanded a ladder company in the East Village to remove a flag honoring six of the company's men who perished on 9/11 after a resident complained it was fascist. And then the... who is the Manhattan councilwoman? Carlina Rivera. She confronted firefighters at Ladder Company 11 about their fascism and rah, rah, you know. So,
No, I think that's great. She doesn't like the firefighters and whatever. And when her house is burning down,
yeah,
how about they not come and save her because she doesn't want fascists saving her? You know, it's scary how quickly people can throw around titles and label people like that. And hey, if we're a fascist country and you don't like it, then find a place that you actually want to live.
Yeah, so the ladder company displayed the flag. It's the thin blue line flag is what they're calling it. And I'm.
Oh, so it's not the traditional.
So, no, it's not a traditional American flag. It's, well, it's kind of black and white with the red line through it. Yeah. So,
okay.
So, yeah, someone complained it was fascist. The councilwoman said, yes, it is. We're going to take it down. So,
yeah, let's dishonor the people that gave their lives to mm-hmm. save other people and ran up the tower on 9/11. This lady's despicable.
Yeah, so they displayed the flag beside a memorial sign on the back of their truck. This is Ladder Company 11 that commemorates the lives and service of six people who died on 9/11. And the lady in question called the ladder company and says, I'm reaching out on behalf of a constituent who regards the thin blue/red line flag on Ladder 11 as fascist. And when asked about the meaning, they claimed it was to honor deceased firefighters. However, he brought up that they could have used any FDNY flag rather than a politically charged symbol. What is it with these people?
I don't know. You know what I would have loved is to have a camera on the guy's face who took the phone call
mm-hmm.
as she's explaining her complaint. I would just love to see the facial expression.
Yeah. The ladder company was saying that they wish Rivera's office would have come to them to learn about the flag and what it represents before they asked it to be taken down. And anyway. And she continues to say stuff like, my relationship with Ladder 11 has always been strong. Yeah, well.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Not anymore.
So, I don't know. How have we become a society that is just offended by every little thing? Or at least a portion of the society is offended by everything.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Where's dad? I'm telling you, I've said it over and over. Mm-hmm. Like, we need more dads. And when men start shirking their responsibilities, and women, moms too, mm-hmm. but for the most part, women usually, they carry their own weight. They rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. But when you got the one gender that's dropping the ball in most ethnicities and irresponsible in the whole thing and don't have standards that they hold people to and morals and all that kind of stuff, then boys continue to be boys and little girls think they can say whatever they want,
mm-hmm.
especially on social media. She's banned. She's banned, by the way.
This Rivera lady?
Yeah, she's banned from our show from now on.
She's banned from the
show.
I'm
making an executive decision.
Is that normal? Oh,
unless she says something else really, really stupid.
I'm sure she
will.
And
we can mock it.
I mean, she's a Democrat. Of course she's going to.
Oh, okay. Not all Democrats are bad, Brian.
Yeah.
Wait, your tongue's one. Bleeding. Your tongue's bleeding. You're biting it so hard.
Yeah. Name one.
Shoot. I think most of my predecessors in my family history were Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they recovered.
I see. No, well, there's no, I suppose there are decent Democrats that haven't taken the crazy pills.
Some would say that today's Republican Party is actually the Democratic Party of old, that we've just flopped.
Yeah, you can make
the
case.
I think there's some good arguments for that.
Yeah, you can make the case.
So I'm tired of politics either way.
I was listening to some 80s records the other day, and I played one from The Reflex called The Politics of Dancing. And I decided that's the only politics I'm interested in right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we did Compton. Did we do stores overcharging?
We haven't done that one.
So as you know, that in California you can steal up to, I think it's $900 before the police will respond or police will deal with you. And so especially in San Francisco, there's just a lot of theft going on where people walk in, take some stuff and leave. And they know they can get away with it because the store has no power. The cops aren't even going to show up. So this is in Novato from Patch.com. Some major Bay Area retailers continue to overcharge customers despite paying millions in fines and penalties for earlier offenses, according to a new report in the SF Gate. Target and Safeway locations in Marin County found shoppers overpaying for food, drinks, and personal products. So apparently there's a group doing price accuracy checks to make sure that stores don't charge too much, but now they're finding that they are, and it's because...
Well, yeah, because if you price it high enough, then they cross the threshold of stealing something where they can be now prosecuted.
It's not only
that. That's just a brilliant store owner.
I don't know about that, because it's hurting everybody else who may or may not be able to afford those higher prices.
No. What I understand is they're listed at that price, but then when you go to the counter, there's an automatic discount that takes it back to the original price. So if it's stolen, it's stolen above the threshold, you can be convicted. If you go to purchase it, you get a member discount or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
See that, but
and you're buying it at the regular price.
But that's not what's mentioned in here. What's mentioned is that they've raised prices to cover.
No, they don't mention
cost
it because they want
thefts.
The clickbait and they want to be a terrible story, and we all be outraged. Well, I support the store owners who have figured out a way around that
attitude is going to completely tank the show, you know. I mean, because if we're not outraged, what are we talking about?
No, I'm not. Well, you could be outraged about the bad part of it and then elated that a smart couple or whoever it is have figured out a way around this stupid woke politic rules. Love it.
Okay.
This milk is $1,000.
Yeah. Well, they're saying...
If you come up to the counter to pay for it, then you get a $995 discount.
So hang on. I guess. But
by the way, Brian, all of my stuff is worth $1,000.
What stuff?
Or more. Everything I own, just so you know. If you try to steal...
You have nothing I want.
Well, probably because it's all worth $1,000 now.
Oh, okay.
That's the value I put on everything.
I couldn't steal... I don't have room for anything at our place. So it's like, I can't steal anything. I can't buy anything.
Have you ever stole anything?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. I stole a pack of crayons from my kindergarten classroom the last day of school.
Okay.
And I got in so much trouble.
You didn't eat them?
No.
You're supposed to eat crayons.
No, crayons are for coloring, Brian.
Not in the Marines.
Let me. I can probably guess what you think paste is for. Glue is for, too. Yeah. Anyways, I got so much
Mix
trouble.
Mix a little red dye number 5 in there.
No, stop it.
It's kind of tasty.
And that I pretty much never stole anything since. Because
You get in trouble for it once. You tend to, learn your lesson.
Yeah. And I heard somebody say one time, thou shalt not steal.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently we need to put a trigger alert on that sentence because it came from the good book.
Let's not go
back. Do we need to put a trigger warning on love your neighbor? Because there's so many different ways what that can mean.
Oh, you're killing me because I just want to riff. And
what if somebody triggers me in their suggestions? Do I get to?
You get to react. However,
want to rant?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Well, speaking of paying too much, let's go to San Antonio where they tried a basic universal income plan. We're basically just giving people free money, and they wanted to see what would happen if they did it. And San Antonio experimented with giving people $5,000, no strings attached. What do you think they spent it on, Scott?
Alcohol.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No. They spent it on housing and school supplies for their kids. The majority. I'm sure there were some that, you know, indulged themselves.
Well, didn't our whole country do that by just handing out free checks
COVID? Yeah, but that was a temporary program. This scene in San Antonio was to decide if this could be something that they could do on a regular basis. And basically what it showed is that, you know, people who don't have enough money need certain things, and they use this UBI to go and get it, which then goes back to stores hiking their prices up. Is it really fair to people that are already struggling to present them with higher costs of things? Now, I understand transportation costs, manufacturing costs. I mean, things are more expensive anyway. But if you're going to inflate that price for whatever reason, like I said, it just hurts people down the line, and so much so that they need the government to give them free money that makes the rest of our money worth less. And, it's this cycle of destruction.
The problem is, this is all based in a market economy,
mm-hmm.
right? All your premises are based in a market economy. And what they're doing is not, by giving out free money, there's no market economy premise that will fit into.
Mm-hmm.
Worst thing you can do with money is give somebody something for nothing.
Right.
Because what you've done is you've ignored the science.
Mm-hmm.
Science? What science, Scott? Pavlov and all the psychologists who have done studies for years. Remember the dog? Right?
And Schrodinger's cat.
If you give the dog something and require nothing of the dog, you have trained the dog to do
something for nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, which, and cats take great advantage of this.
And,
by the
and
way.
Humans, I guess I was going to say humans are smarter than animals, but that's not always true either.
No, I know.
Humans will figure out if you give them something for nothing, they will continue to take the money.
Mm hmm.
And it just makes things worse because now when all this money floods the market, what happens to the economy?
Well, it tanks.
Everything loses.
It's an economic disaster.
Wait, isn't that where we are now?
Yeah, pretty much. But that's the point of this article was that, well, people who have less, they're trying to spend it on things they can't afford. Thereby, we should do more of this. But then the other side of that coin is, well, if you do more of it, it's going to drive down the value of actual real money that people have.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty soon.
Emphasis on drive down, big time.
I mean, if you want to.
I was just in Mexico
mm-hmm.
around very challenged people
mm-hmm.
that have very little access to resources. You know what they thought was funny?
What?
That, you know, because the dollar has tanked
mm-hmm.
and the peso is up to 16 to 1. It used to be 22 to 1. And so they don't want dollars anymore.
Oh, wow.
They want pesos because they realize the peso is worth more than the dollar now.
So they won't even take dollars and then convert them, or they just don't want dollars at all?
No, they want us to convert them and then give them pesos.
I see.
Right, which is insane. Thanks, Biden.
Yeah.
Right? thanks, current economy.
Biden and Yellen and
so it's else? Already it's already happened,
mm-hmm.
right? But we did it nationwide when we hand out checks to everybody.
Right.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep. So, yeah, that's... I love how that story slanted. It's like, well, you know, poor people need extra money. It's like, great, they can get a job. Well, they can't get a job because XYZ. Well, then now you're just insulting them because you're saying that these people don't have the ability to go out and work and do other things.
Yeah, exactly.
And I understand. I mean, as someone who didn't finish college, I understand having to hustle a little bit harder. But I mean, especially here. But it's
no. There's ways to solve your problem. You just have to be willing to take the effort. I have an extended family member who only shops at thrift stores.
Mm-hmm.
Comes home with a pair of pants for a dollar,
right.
Shirt for 50 cents or whatever, and then brags about, hey, my outfit today, $2, right?
Sounds like a female, though.
Well.
Am I right?
No.
Because I don't know any guys that shop at thrift stores and then talk about their outfit.
We're not going to play genders on this one.
I'm not making a joke or trying to be mean. I'm just saying
that. The point is that there's a solution. If you don't have enough money, there's other things you can do. You can get a job or you can spend less. Hey, mm-hmm. there's a concept that our government hasn't figured out.
Right.
We never cancel any programs.
Mm-mm.
We just continue them and spend it before the budget year ends up or, mm-hmm. or they'll reduce your budget the next year. Never happens.
Nope.
So.
Yep. And then.
I'm moving to San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean we have the $20 minimum wage now in California. A lot of fast food places have already closed and started laying off people because they're trying to cut their costs so they don't have to pass the pain on to consumers because there's only so much your customers are going to put up with before they say this isn't worth it anymore.
Yeah. And no, I went to a little strip mall, indoor, nice place. The whole place is well done. They had a knick-knack retail store where you could buy souvenirs and clothes and flip-flops and stuff like that. And every food place in that was shut down, closed permanently. Yeah. And more than half of this mall was empty room, empty buildings, right? Empty storefronts. What do you expect?
Right.
So.
And by the way, tell your family member with the $2 thrift store outfit that somebody may have died in the clothes that she's wearing, and see if she likes them then.
Yeah,
because like the clothes she's wearing might have somebody's guts still in them that hasn't been washed
out yet. The wash. Add a little bleach, you're fine. Rub some dirt on it. Okay. My goodness, are you germaphobe or something? What's going on?
No, I just know that sometimes I don't like used clothing because sometimes people die in them. It's bad enough that they fart in them.
Yeah, you know the air that you breathe has been breathed by other people, for generations.
Exactly,
and people have farted in that air.
So what are you suggesting?
I don't get the premise. I mean, it falls apart. It's everything we use, and we recycle everything these days.
I suppose. All right, fine. Back with our post-game segment after this.
Oh, you got a boogie.
Yeah, DrakeandScottRadioSlot.com. I wish you had your headphones on. I'm sorry I didn't bring the splitter to make that happen. I got some upbeat country music going on right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So okay.
You can hear it on the playback, I guess.
Hey, can you do me a favor and never use those two words together in a sentence?
What, upbeat country?
No, country and music. Just don't put them in the same sentence anymore, please.
You know, if I want to stay married, I need to quiet down on that one, too.
My family would be outraged now if they heard me say that.
My wife is a huge country music fan. In fact, we're going to a show tonight.
And don't call your wife huge. She's a huge country music fan.
She really likes country music. We're going to a concert tonight. I got to bring my earplugs.
Okay. Before you stop using country and music in a sentence, don't use wife and huge in a sentence. Okay? You need to do something about that. Which brings me to our post-game report.
All right, go for it.
Brought to you by Do Something. Go do something. Instead of complaining about somebody else and want to put trigger warnings in somebody else's mail or whatever, just stop messing with it. Go do something yourself. Quit taking freebies and handouts. Go figure something out and get something done. Like this couple.
In Compton?
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
I love it. They said, you know what? I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to write to the city. I'm just going to go buy the tooling and the materials, and I'm going to fix it myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be proactive. I love that. Reject passivity and go do something
Then
you accomplish something.
And then you get slapped down by the people that should be doing those things that you're paying money to and through your taxes. And
You might even get paid for it. Find something you like to do that you actually get paid for.
Yeah.
You can ignore all these.
That can be a mixed bag sometimes. Though.
Weird media clickbait stories from fake news. Well, Scott, you were really grumpy this show. Why, yes,
see,
I was.
See, now usually it's me who's grumpy. So it's like I'm trying to behave myself and you're letting the grr out.
Why don't you let you have a break?
Oh, okay.
Well, so I decided to do something about it, Brian.
Okay.
I'm going to be grumpy so you don't have to.
Okay, well, see, but when you're grumpy, it doesn't seem like grumpy. When I'm grumpy, you really get the idea. But
that's because I'm trying to hold back.
You're trying to hold. Okay,
trying to hold back.
Very good. You know, I don't have our outro music on this either. You know, on the other board, I just push a button and there it plays.
You mean that song that sits in my head for several hours after the show's over?
The song that sits in your head, and you're not going to be able to hear it today. So I need to.
You're just phasing me out, huh?
I didn't mean to. It's like this board only has one headphone jack. I need a plug-in that splits it off into two or three. I got, you know, I have one at home that's two. I got a five on the way because
Ziggy's going to be here. Well, it's like most boards that I deal with. They just vote me out. It's a shout-out to the soccer club. That one was fun.
All right.
Good to be back, though.
The stuff you never talk about. Yes, it's good to have you back. And
next week we should have Ziggy.
We better have Ziggy.
And we might have some Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty.
I need to get outraged enough. Yeah, I'll. Yeah.
And we're going to bring back the third tee next week.
No, the third tee is going to be in the logo well, starting this week when I upload this episode, I'll have the new. Yeah.
But we haven't had the Scott's Third Tee this week brought to you by. We didn't do that this
week. I guess the third tee stands for terrific then, because it's terrific that it's finally in the logo.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drake and Scott, radioslot.com. That's it for this week, and we'll be back.
Peace.
Be back next week. See you then.